Welcome to Animals Today, your home for serious talk about animals. I'm Peter Spiegel. We are going to begin today with the topic of diet, and I'm very pleased to be speaking with today's guest, Dr. Joel Kahn, because if you're like me and you look at the news and read about the various and seemingly ever-changing advice about what to eat to be healthy and trim, you're probably confused. As you know, on this show, which is primarily an animal advocacy show, we do promote plant-based diets, and of course, we don't want to eat other animals or contribute to the environmental damage that goes along with that. And we do want to promote the health and wellness for our listeners as well. And one thing is certain, we are experiencing a growing wave of interest in the health benefits of plant-based diets in the United States. We vegans are no longer seen as freaks, and the scientific evidence is accumulating, and it's easier than ever to find and prepare tasty, satisfying vegan meals. There's a lot more to it than boring tofu and steamed vegetables, and that really makes it easy and fun. Dr. Joel Kahn is a Detroit-based cardiologist who advocates plant-based diets, and his new book is called The Whole Heart Solution. Welcome, Dr. Kahn.
Well, thank you, and welcome. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
Likewise. Why have you devoted your career to a holistic approach to cardiovascular health?
Well, it's a holistic approach that was always based, first of all, in diet and dietary choices. And I finished my cardiology training, University of Michigan, University of Texas, Mid-America Heart Institute in 1990. And one of the papers I read in my last weeks of training was Dr. Dean Ornish's study called The Lifestyle Heart Trial. And I read everything. I read all the journals I could read and my colleagues were reading. But I just had spent 7 years of my life to become a cardiologist and was a world expert at that point in fixing blockages with balloons and starting to learn about stents, which are still used today. And then here's a cardiologist in California who has people eat vegetables, walk, learn to meditate, talk about their feelings, and the blockages go away with no other therapy. And I said, this is unbelievable. But I dug into the science and said, you know, this is top-notch science, top-notch techniques, top-notch statistics, and undeniably was a revolution that was never taught during those 7 years. And, you know, you have to be open, not so open your brains fall out, but you have to be open to new things. And Dr. Ornish really set the pace for a whole new concept that heart disease is preventable, reversible, and I bought in, and it has been validated many times since.
So 25 years later, the evidence is stronger than it was.
Well, yeah, because we've gone beyond not only knowing that if you use an angiogram, you can see blockages stabilize or actually reverse, but we've now can get down to the genetic level, and we can see that genes that control healthy arteries get turned on with plant-based diets. Genes that control inflammation or irritation get turned off. And if you start to look into prostate cancer, now moving outside of the heart, You see the same thing. You turn off genes that cause prostate cancer to grow when you start eating vegetables and plant-based diets, and you see actually shrinkage of tumors. That's also Dr. Ornish's work, and then Dr. Esselstyn in the Cleveland Clinic validated it all with big numbers and such. So although it's rarely taught in the halls of medical schools and cardiology hospitals, this body of science is solid, it's easily adaptable, and it needs to be shouted from rooftops, because maybe as much as 80% of people dying or maimed by heart disease don't need to do that at all if they just learn a lifestyle that protects their heart.
I'm glad you touched on the topic of what is taught to the physicians themselves. And my impression, I think, has been similar to yours, that there's sort of not enough interest in this or advocacy among the providers in promoting plant-based diets and sort of holistic approach to health heart. What is that true, and why is that?
Well, it's probably twofold. I mean, I'm not a skeptical person, but you do need to follow the money. I mean, there's obviously a much more powerful and influential meat lobby, dairy lobby, big farm lobby that does influence medical school curriculum. The pharmaceutical industry is much more interested in purifying and patenting something that might be from broccoli than talking about broccoli. There's, you know, essentially no broccoli lobby, no bean lobby, and no fermented soy lobby. So, you know, the after-dinner programs, lunch programs, and they're much more regulated than they used to be and much, actually, less frequent. But nonetheless, you're just not going to get a grand rounds that talks about plant-based nutrition with the frequency you're going to hear about pharmaceuticals and do that over a steak dinner or over a seafood dinner. It just doesn't exist. The second is the science is strong, but they're relatively small studies. Mm-hmm. There's still studies involving tens or hundreds of people, and you know, a big pharmaceutical study nowadays has to have 15, 20,000 people. And you know, quality can be done with small numbers, but people are still looking for big numbers.
Yeah. Well, hopefully, as time goes by, it will continue gaining speed. How do you view the role of plant-based diets specifically in your practice? I know there are many elements that you incorporate to your practice, but where does the diet fit in?
Well, it's really the beginning, middle, and end of a conversation. I mean, I'm a very traditionally trained cardiologist, and my patients still take pharmaceutical agents. They get stents, they get bypass when they need them, because you have to, you know, applaud the advances in cardiology in the last 30, 40 years, I guess about 30 years that I've been involved. They've been radical, but they have to be coupled with lifestyle. And more importantly, if you can reach people early before there's, you know, a full-blown need for those advanced technologies, then you can prevent it. So, you know, in my initial history with a patient, I will get some information on their style of eating, frequency of visiting fast food restaurants and gas stations, soda pop, a late-night ice cream, and every visit after will be an update on that. But the subsequent visits, they have homework, and their homework might be watch forks over knives in the 3 weeks till I see them back. It might be, you know, look at the China study online or get the book. It might be a Dr. Esselstyn, Dr. Ornish book. I have a book out now. I give them the option to research it now that it's out on Amazon and take a look. So I will continue to ask them. And one of the neatest things, just to wrap up your very good question, we've developed this year a support group for heart patients trying to eat healthy. Thought we'd get 20 people because we had no funding. We had just a little announcement in a local newspaper, not even the main Detroit newspaper. First meeting, 132 people showed up. Every meeting, over 100 people show up. And tonight we're going to have a lecture by Rip Esselstyn. There'll be 500 to 600 people there.
Wow.
This has helped the patients. It's excited me from the standpoint of the dynamic nature of it. But once a month at least, this group of patients are getting sprinkled with a little reminder that there's science. It's not so hard to make changes. People are willing to help you and support you. It's not always your brother-in-law over Thanksgiving, you know, making fun of you. And it's really been a great thing. You know, group support works at Weight Watchers and then the Daniel Plan at Saddleback Church, but it works everywhere.
How much of the benefit derived from plant-based diet, in your view, is from the weight loss that also accompanies it?
There is an anticipated weight loss if you go from the standard American diet to a healthy, whole food, plant-based diet. You will typically drop weight. The thinnest, leanest people in Loma Linda, California are the vegans, followed by those that have mixed diets, and the heaviest are certainly the standard American meat eaters. So it is anticipated, but there are all kinds of versions that people do, and sometimes don't eliminate enough oil and don't eliminate enough processed kind of comfort foods in the vegan world. So as a stepping stone, you might not see any weight loss, but if they will just simply keep on going, you'll typically drop weight. Partly, if you'll eat more plants and less oil, you go from a product that's 9 calories per gram to one that's 4 calories per gram, and you typically can fill your stomach up and feel full, and those just be a whole lot less calories. That's nutritional density.
Yeah. How about diabetes and diabetes prevention or reversal with plant-based diets?
It's absolutely possible for the adult type of diabetic, maybe on a pill or two, maybe using an occasional insulin shot. Of course, we're not talking about the brittle diabetic that has to exist on insulin because they make none. Most of those people are overweight, the so-called diabesity. They have the two problems, their waistline's too big and their blood sugar's too high. And if they will grab on to work by Dr. John McDougall, Dr. Neil Barnard, Dr. Ornish Esselstyn, and others that have written on this, wonderful books out there, wonderful teaching programs, PCRM and such, you can, in 10 days, if you're really strict with it, if you really follow the 21-day kickstart that PCRM teaches, in 10 to 21 days, you can clearly see your blood sugar go down. You might have to get yourself off one or even two pills that you're taking to avoid a low blood sugar. But you're going to need to watch the oil in the diet quite a bit. You know, you're going to have a no added oil diet.
Dr. Joel Kahn, we really appreciate you joining us on Animals Today. Tell us the website, please.
Yes, my personal website is www.drjoelkahn.com. Doctor is DR, and no decimal point, Dr. Joel Kahn. More plants and less animals. Let them be free.
Hey, we love it. Thanks very much. See you later.
Have a great day, sir.
This is Dr. Lori Kirshner, and I want to thank you for joining us on Animals Today. Each week, we explore the wide variety of important issues concerning the welfare of animals, how people treat them, and where they fit in our society. From whale protectors on the open seas, to lawyers in court, to scouts helping their local shelter, join me to get the latest on animal welfare news, stories, and events from around the world. And visit us on Facebook to join the conversation. That's Animals Today every week, right here on the station, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Also, make sure to visit us at animalstodayradio.com, where you can listen to any of our previous shows free. Animals Today brings you the highest quality, most up-to-date information about all animal welfare topics. Much of our support comes from the nonprofit group Advancing the Interests of Animals. Check them out at aianimals.org. That's aianimals.org. And thanks for listening.
Every day in the United States, tens of thousands of puppies and kittens are born. Unfortunately, there aren't enough homes for all these cats and dogs. One unfixed female cat and her offspring can be the source of more than 400,000 cats in 7 years. One female dog and her unfixed offspring can produce about 67,000 puppies. Too many cats and dogs are unwanted anywhere by anybody, so they end up being neglected or abandoned. Millions of healthy pets are killed in shelters annually. In the U.S., on average, 70% of the animals that enter the shelter end up getting euthanized. Fortunately, there is good news. There's a new answer to this dilemma. We can help to stop killing these animals by having our pets spayed or neutered. If you want a new pet, how about adopting one? You can rescue a cat or dog and save a life.
This message is sponsored by Advancing the Interests of Animals. You can check them out at aianimals.org. That's the letter A, aianimals.org.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
How deep in debt are you? $10,000? $15,000? Maybe even more? And every day that goes by, you know what happens. Your debt gets larger and larger and larger. Well, if you've had it with your mushrooming debt problem and the stress it is causing you, make this free call today to the Debt Solutions Network. One quick no-obligation call is all it takes for one of our partner companies to show you how they can help you get out of debt. So if you have $10,000 or more in combined debt and you want to learn how you can solve it, make this free, no-obligation call now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035.
If you are in serious debt, you have to get out of it and fast. Call my friends at the Debt Solutions Network now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035. Call us 24/7. 800-814-5035.
Welcome back to Animals Today. I'm very pleased to welcome a good friend of the show, Richard Schwartz. He is a professor emeritus of the College of Staten Island and also president emeritus Jewish Vegetarians of North America. Plus, he is an author of a basket full of great books and more than 200 articles that can be viewed at jewishveg.com. Welcome, Richard.
It's great to be on the program. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're very welcome. You know, we are now in the period between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, called the 10 Days of Repentance in the Jewish calendar. And this is a time when Jews are asked to examine their deeds and consider how to be better people. So are there any vegetarian or dietary connections to this that you want to tell us about?
I think absolutely, because, as you say, Jews are to be better people, live up to the highest ideals of Judaism, and animal-based diets and animal-based agriculture really violate Jewish mandates, Jewish teachings, in at least six very important areas. And these are to take care of our health, to treat animals with compassion, to be co-workers with God in protecting the environment, to conserve natural resources, to help hungry people, and to seek and pursue peace. Now, for example, during this period, Jews asking basically for a year of good health, and unfortunately many Jews and, of course, many others are having a diet that's been linked very conclusively, scientifically, to heart disease, cancer, other killer diseases. Mm-hmm. During this period, Jews ask for God's compassion during the coming year, and again, have a diet that certainly is not compassionate to the billions of farmed animals in the U.S. and throughout the world. And Jews ask for a peaceful year, and yet their diets waste tremendous amount of grain, water, other resources. And many studies have shown when there's a shortage of resources, people are more likely to go to war. And just one final point.
Yes.
This Rosh Hashanah, the new year, celebrates the creation of the world. And after that creation, God was able to say, looking at the creation, everything was tovu, very good. But unfortunately today, we're far from that, and we're facing environmental crises, climate change, etc., and animal-based agriculture, many studies have shown, is a major contributor to climate change. So this is a wonderful time for Jews, for everybody else, to really shift toward plant-based diets for their health, for the health of the world, and to move our imperiled planet to a sustainable path.
One of the points you mentioned revolves around compassion towards animals. Are we asking Jewish people to be more compassionate than they were decades ago? How is this logic or this mode of thinking evolved over, you know, the past half century?
Right. Well, the thing is that we've moved more and more to factory farming, to mass production, so that very few animals now are on small farms or small communities, etc. So I think it becomes far more important now. And again, billions and billions of animals, and we know that people can be very healthy on a completely plant-based diet. So I see it as the animal-based diet madness and sheer insanity, because in the world, for example, where 20 million people are dying of hunger and its effects, 70% of the grain produced in the U.S. is fed to animals destined for slaughter. In a world where, unfortunately, it's moving toward a thirstier world with the aquifers shrinking, the glaciers melting, it takes up to 14 times as much water for a person on an animal-based diet than for a person on a pure vegetarian or vegan diet. So it's madness and sheer insanity. And as somebody indicated, we need the madness of the biblical prophets to really speak out. I hope all the listeners will go to the rabbis, ministers, priests, because other religions have similar teachings to Judaism,
yeah,
and point out the many moral contradictions between animal-based diets and the highest of religious values, and how essential it is that there be a major, major shift toward vegan diets. It's not just an important individual choice. It's becoming more and more societal imperative, because, again, animal agriculture contributes so much to climate change that threatens the entire world.
the term moral contradiction you brought up is very poignant. Do you find, as you speak and try to communicate with religious leaders, that they are aware of these contradictions and are willing to consider them with open minds?
Well, but thankfully, more and more are. As you know, there's been a shift toward vegetarianism. Something interesting, even in Israel, they're really moving toward vegan diets. But you probably heard this expression, denial is not just a river in Egypt. That people are creatures of habit, to some extent, tradition. And unfortunately, many, many people, or too many, are in effect rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic as we head toward a giant iceberg, in effect. So there has been improvement. We're moving in the right direction. But as the Talmud says, the time is short and the work is great. And again, I hope every listener will take this as a cause, because if we want really a decent world for our children and grandchildren, there's got to be a shift to a vegan world. Of course, that's not everything, many other things too, but without that, I see very little chance of having that decent world for future generations.
So give us a little guideline, a little script. You want to advise someone to have a discussion with their religious leader. What, you know, do you call them? Do you make an appointment? Do you shout at them? How do you engage them?
Well, hopefully everybody within their own community, many I hope have relationships already with rabbi, priest, minister. By the way, I appreciate that kind introduction, and you mentioned I have 200 plus articles at Jewish Veg, one word, Jewish followed by B-E-G, .com, and in a slash and last name, S-C-H-W-A-R-T-Z. And one of them is a fictional dialogue with a rabbi. So I hope people go there and feel free to adapt it to their own situation. And, you know, of course, I think we have to be a lot more aggressive, but always respectful, of course, and just point out we're not trying, God forbid, to change the religion. We're trying to apply its highest values. You know, we don't have to go way out to strange religions or whatever, but these are fundamental. And every religion involves compassion, involves concern for the environment. God's environment threatened as never before. That involves concern about hungry people and, of course, seeking and pursuing peace and compassion. So we've got the values. So the thing is to challenge religious leaders and saying we're not trying to change religion. We're trying to apply the highest of religious values, put these values into practice. Otherwise, it's like religious behaviorism, going through the motions, but ignoring the quote-unquote elephant in the room, in effect, that you see all the time, almost every day in the news, the wildfires, the droughts, the flooding, the storm. By the way, the temperature this year, or this summer, was the warmest in recorded history, and 2014 is on track to be the warmest year. This past decade was the warmest. So things are happening out there, and we've got to do everything possible to increase awareness.
Well, Richard Schwartz, thank you very much for joining us on Animals Today. We appreciate your advice to stop rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic, especially. And we wish
thank you.
Thank you very much. We wish you the best for the new year.
Hi, this is Dr. Lori Kirshner from the animal welfare organization Advancing the Interests of Animals. Do you ever wonder what you can do to be nicer to animals or to help them? Here are a few things you can do to show your appreciation to our furry friends. You could donate to or volunteer at your local animal shelter. Walking the dogs and playing with the cats is a meaningful way to make a difference in the lives of homeless animals. You could be a foster parent. If you have the extra time and space, becoming a foster parent is a wonderful way to take some of the burden off our overcrowded shelters by giving an animal a loving place to live until their forever home is found. Increase your appreciation for wildlife by providing a welcoming space for butterflies, hummingbirds, and other creatures, or by simply driving cautiously through areas populated by wild animals such as deer. You are acting with compassion. These are only a few ideas to encourage you to continue thinking about your personal kindness towards animals. This message is sponsored by Advancing the Interests of Animals. Please visit us online at AIAnimals.com.
Does the economy woes and the stock market volatility have you concerned about your ability to invest for retirement? Did you know that you can diversify part or all your retirement into more secure and potentially more lucrative investments? iDirect can show you how to buy real estate, tax liens, and more inside your IRA or 401k rollover. The investment opportunities are really limitless. You don't need to be at the mercy of the stock market with your IRA or 401k. You have options. Call now to learn more about buying alternative investments inside your retirement plan. To get the most value for this investment, you must have $25,000 in rollable retirement funds. Call iDirect now and get the info packet on self-directed IRA investing. 877-278-1030. 877-278-1030. 877-278-1030. That's 877-278-1030.
Covita Insurance Services is an insurance agency. Benefits, pricing, availability, and insurance companies vary by state. Policies contain limitations, exclusions, waiting period, termination, and renewal provisions. Call for details.
Honey, did you know that when Jamie's father passed away in that accident, his Social Security only paid her $255? The funeral alone cost her over $10,000. If anything ever happened to us, I don't want to leave that burden to the kids.
We won't, dear. We have a $25,000 guaranteed acceptance whole life insurance policy through Covita Insurance Services. And it helps with all kinds of final expenses like funerals, credit card debt, and medical bills.
That would have really helped Jamie.
And with guaranteed acceptance, there are no health questions or medical exams. Rates will never increase and benefits will never decrease. Plus, there's even a cash value benefit.
What about our age?
Anyone between the ages of 40 and 80 qualifies, and you can't be turned down for pre-existing conditions.
Talk to a Covita licensed agent today at 888-707-5175. That's 888-707-5175. 888-707-5175.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
Animals today. Hi, Peter.
Julie, how you doing?
Good.
You know, I've been thinking about the various things my pets do that sort of bother me. We have a number of dogs and cats around the house.
Bother you?
Yeah, I have to say, you know, it's not terrible, but it's just living with them. I wish I could snap my fingers, change a couple things.
I love them the way they are.
Do you?
Just the way they are. What bothers you?
What bothers me? Well, okay, it's not terrible, but, you know, changing the cat litter, it's a pretty ordinary task, right?
Uh-huh.
Why? They know it's coming. I'm scooping, you know, all the you know, scooping, cleaning, and then going to replenish, let's say that.
Replenish, okay.
Not a full deep cleaning.
Right.
Okay? So they are, it's as if they're waiting for me to put the new stuff in there.
They love that. They hold it in and wait.
How do they know?
I don't know. They know. They hold it and wait for the fresh stuff.
And I've got this in a container in a bowl.
Right.
And they must have a plan. I don't understand. So, you know, I'm trying to get just like 5 minutes where it's looking sort of clean, but no.
The last particle of kitty litter that goes in there.
Yeah, and they jump right into it and then just soil it.
And then make a mess.
Oh, and that's it. Because they're so excited that they are covering it so vigorously and just the litter is going all over the place. So it's like a secondary, I see what I can do to you? It's like a control thing.
Well, it doesn't bother me because you're the one who cleans it up. So
and
it doesn't bother me at all.
I did once make the mistake of taking this transport bowl that I use to go from the big box into the individual cat tray,
uh-huh,
and setting it down on the ground for a moment. Turn my back, and there it is. It's just used.
They used your transport bowl.
They used it.
That's great.
Where's the respect in that? I mean, come on. So it does bother me that they sort of not tidy enough. I would like to keep the cat litter in the cat box.
So is this a pet peeve?
It is a pet peeve about my... It's a pet peeve.
A pet peeve.
Yes.
I like that. Okay, another pet peeve. How about when one of us gets up in the middle of the night, goes to the bathroom...
Yes.
And one of our dogs go right smack in our place.
Yeah. I think that's a universal thing.
Is that a universal thing?
It's very... I think so. I think I've seen cartoons about that. It's consistent. They're like on guard for that too. I mean, how you get everything all perfect with your pillows and your whatever to make yourself comfortable, and then
and they're sound asleep. You go out.
That's the thing.
You leave bed very quietly,
yeah,
tiptoe to the bathroom,
yeah,
come back, and
yeah,
they're there with,
yeah,
the head on the pillow.
I know. They're not really. What is? They're not sleeping. That's
right.
It. There's a system.
So you have to maneuver your body around them to not disturb them.
That's a whole other discussion. Dog contortion sleeping, which has ruined so many productive hours the next day when you're trying to give your pet, your dog, a little space there, and you wake up exhausted.
That makes us sleep deprived. That's the reason we are sleep deprived.
Yes, that's it.
Okay, another pet peeve.
Yes.
Let's see.
You know, this one I think is also killing the economy, and that is when you have a cat and he or she is attracted to your computer keyboard and steps all over it, deletes your files, changes the aspect ratio of your screen, which definitely has happened to us.
Many times.
And then you're just stuck. And I don't know what it is about cats, but they seem to want to crawl onto your computer.
They want to settle right on the keyboard.
Well, that's one aspect of it. But just walking across, I mean, you can leave the room, and if the cat's there, they will just sort of walk across your keyboard and mess up everything.
Right.
And then you're back and you say, what happened? And Peter, what did you do to my computer? And I'm trying to blame it on the cat. You're very skeptical. I understand the skepticism. Mm-hmm. I get blamed for a lot of stuff around here. But this one, I'm blaming it on the cat. And we have spent many hours trying to fix this. And there ought to be a law.
You know what?
A device.
But you are right. I tend to blame it on you. I come back. It's all messed up. Peter, were you sitting at my computer desk?
I've got forensics on this, too. Hair and everything, and it doesn't get me anywhere. In fact, so that kills productivity, and that translates to something with the GDP, don't you think?
I think so.
Okay, so let's say we are going into our work area, and we've got a document that we need to look at, a piece of paper or a folder or
right,
whatever. You set it on the surface. The cat is watching you do this, planning, got the whole thing ready, and then you set it down there, you turn your head, and the cat is sitting right on your document.
That's right.
And as if it's the most plush bed you could imagine. It's velvet. It's whatever. And then they are sitting on it as if it's the perfect thing.
They like these new surfaces.
And what do people do there? Most people would shoo the cat away?
No.
You sort of wait until the cat is ready to go somewhere else.
Right. We have to do other work.
Other.
Okay. Very good. Very good, Elton. We're going to do some other work now.
Okay.
Let us know when you're ready to get up.
No, we're not interested in that document. We don't care about that paper. Okay.
You just relax. And then the cat pretends he's asleep.
Yes.
So you can't bother him.
You can't bother him either. Another control issue.
Right. And they do control us.
But the cats do seem to like novel surfaces, don't they?
Yeah, they sure do.
But especially ones that are particularly important at that moment to us.
Of course.
That just heighten the game.
I'm telling you, they plan it. They plan it.
Yes. Well, there's another thing that our cats also, and this can't be just unique to us, but you are just playing with your cat. Maybe you are wrestling a little bit, or you've got a little toy and a string or something like that.
Or you're petting the cat.
Petting the cat. And you think things are just going along fine. It's a nice cat bonding experience, and you have to sort of take them when you come. You really can't control when it's going to happen, right? That's
right.
The nature of cats. And things are going fine, and all of a sudden there is a paw against the face or your wrist and a claw. And before you know it,
your arm is bloody.
There's blood, and the cat is not. Cat's just playing.
Like, what did you do?
And the thing about it is, it's just surprising. You think things are going along fine,
yeah.
And you don't anticipate. Before you know it, there's going to be blood, and it's shocking. Oh, it happened to me today. Look what's on my wrist.
Oh my goodness.
And in fact, I've become pretty good at looking at people's hands and wrists and deciding if they have cats at home or not, just by checking them out. I mean, they're pretty distinctive. These little scars.
I know. That's how you tell if a person has a cat.
Is that how you tell?
I think that's how you tell.
I thought I invented that myself, but I guess, okay, that's how you tell.
Yeah, okay.
If you're on a first date with someone, you can learn a lot.
Let me look at your arms.
Yeah.
Any track marks there? Let me look at your arms.
I know.
Okay, another cat pet peeve.
Go ahead.
Ready? Yeah. Pet peeve. Okay, you offer your cat some food. You know the cat loves that food.
Yeah.
Then you say, okay, let's buy maybe something else.
Yes.
The cat loves that second food.
Yes.
Then you try.
You go back.
To go back.
Yeah.
And what does the cat do?
No.
It looks at you like, what the heck?
Yeah.
Where's the other stuff?
You're right. That's it.
You have 10 cans or whatever you feel, just in your refrigerator or in your cabin.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You can't go back.
You can't go back.
Not only that, they are going to make you suffer.
Right.
And you just can't say, oh, maybe I'll try it again tomorrow, and you'll change your mind.
Right.
It's like flicking a switch, and you're done.
Right.
And you've got a whole stock load of perfectly good cat food that is no longer palatable.
And they look at you like, what are you doing?
I mean, it was perfectly good a couple of days ago.
Yeah,
and now it's just like throwing them trash.
You tried a better quality food or better tasting food, that's it. Okay, another pet peeve.
Oh, this one involves a dog.
Oh.
And our dog does this. I don't understand this. I'm sure a lot of dog behavior people understand this. But you're out and you're encouraging you're out walking the dog on the leash, and the dog lifts his leg in this case, right? And nothing happens.
The bladder's empty.
Bladder's empty.
Not a drop.
They're just like waving.
Right. So is that marking? Is that called marking?
I don't know.
The action of just lifting the leg and nothing comes out.
Yeah. I don't know if that. Well, it's like a symbol, symbolic. It's
right,
a wave to a previous episode. Right? They're just saying, okay, I recognize that you're there. I'm going to send my regards. It's like a little message. I don't understand why that does it. On one hand, it's so associated with elimination, and then it's sort of some social connection. I don't understand that at all.
Well, okay, that's a good list of pet peeves.
Okay, well, I'd like to hear if other listeners have any pet peeves about their dogs or cats. Let us know, and we will share them.
Good. And check us out at animalstodayradio.com. You can always email me at Dr. Lori, D-R-L-O-R-I, at animalstodayradio.com. Thanks for tuning in. Don't go away. Like a
As temperatures climb, please remember to never leave your dog in the car, not even for a minute on a warm day with the windows cracked and in the shade. The temperature inside a car can climb up in a matter of minutes, and it's enough to kill your pet. If you love your pet, leave them at home or with someone you trust. Keep them cool, comfortable, and alive. And if you see a dog or other pet in a car, you may only have a moment to save their life. Here are a couple of steps that you should remember. Make an announcement in the store or business the car is parked nearest to, and call the police department or animal control right away. Remember, it only takes a minute or two on a hot day to kill an animal left inside a car. Your swift action can save a life. Dogs are unable to cool themselves the way people can. Never leave your dog in the car, not even for a minute.
This message is sponsored by Advancing the Interests of Animals. You can check them out at aianimals.org. That's the letter A, I, animals.org.
Geico RV presents Reflections from the Road.
After a few hours riding in my RV, I get in the zone. It's just me, the road, and the savings I get with Geico RV insurance. There's no more worries, no more 9-to-5 hustle. It's like I'm a caged animal set free. What's that? Is it a grizzly bear? No, it's just me switching to Geico RV insurance. Saving money, wild and free.
Geico, for your RV, trailer, or camper. See how much you could save.
Are you concerned about the effect bug repellent chemicals have on your family's health? Now there's Cedarside, an organic bug spray. Cedarside carries a suite of pest control products made from all-natural cedar oil. They kill and repel a variety of bugs, yet they're not at all harmful to people, pets, or the environment. To order, go to cedarside.com or call 800-842-1464. 800-842-1464. Cedarside, effective pest control that's safe for people, pets, and premises.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS that you can't pay? Call now for immediate help. 866-657-8517. At Community Tax Relief, we help consumers like you. If you take on the IRS alone, you could be facing levies, liens, even wage garnishments, personal or business tax issues. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more, they will aggressively come after you. Protect yourself and your family today from what the IRS can do to you. Call now. 866-657-8517. They can freeze your bank account, even garnish your wages. Our expert team of tax professionals can solve your tax problems once and for all. Call now for a free 5-minute tax debt analysis. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517.
Tomcat kills up to 12 mice per bait block, faster than decon. What will we do with all of these dead mice? Tomcat presents Dead Mouse Theater, and the critics are raving. They solved my mouse problem and renewed my faith in theater. I like my mice dead, but dead mice that can act are even better. Tomcat got the mice out of my walls, onto the stage, and into my heart. Dead Mouse Theater, open to the public this fall at Tomcat.com. Tomcat, engineered to kill. One ounce bait block based on no choice lab tests. Time for lethal dose today.
And now another Staples business tip. Upgrading everyone's technology can make your business more productive.
Hey, Phil, can you wrap it up? I need to use the laptop there.
You got it, Frank.
Hey, I called dibs on the laptop.
Excuse me, I put my request in yesterday.
Too bad.
My title is CFO, which stands for Computer Frank Only.
Phil, you are a...
Make that a lot more productive.
Now get free shipping and up to 5% back in rewards when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Staples, make more happen every day.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Welcome back to Animals Today. Hi, Peter.
Lori, how are you?
Good. I just want to remind our listeners, Animals Today, the website, check it out, animalstodayradio.com, where you can listen to all the archive prior shows, our archive right there on the website for you. Right, Peter?
5 years and more.
5 years. Has it been that long?
Time flies.
Wow. Yeah. So it's animalstodayradio.com.
So you go there and you can click on listen to past shows, and then you get this menu that goes by year, and you can see the title of the show, the guests of the show, and you can click depending on your browser, and it'll just play for you right there.
And you can share the link with others.
That would be a great thing to do because, you know, more the merrier.
Right. Educate others. Yeah. And Animals Today is paid for by Advancing the Interests of Animals. It's a 501c3 nonprofit animal welfare organization, Advancing the Interest of Animals, AIAnimals.org. Check them out, AIAnimals.org. And listen, if you like what you hear, you want us to keep doing this, we really could use your help. AIAnimals.org, financial donation of any amount would be so greatly appreciated. Thank you. And Peter, why don't you tell the listeners about this wonderful campaign we're launching actually this next week or so?
Extending actually from following a pilot Advancing the Interests of Animals conducted in the fall of 2013. And this was essentially a regional push to provide educational and informational material to the predominantly Spanish-speaking listeners and members of our community. And we're down here in Southern California. We're in the what we call the Coachella Valley. This is the Palm Springs area. And
Close to 50% of the people are Spanish-speaking, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And there are some households where Spanish is the main language, many of them.
Right.
And we did a little research and discovered that there's very little material that speaks to responsible guardianship about dogs and cats in Spanish available anywhere
right.
in the States.
Right.
And we dug further and concluded that it would be a worthwhile thing to try to provide some of this information and sort of, you know, educational lessons to our to the people who live with us down here who speak Spanish.
Right. And it was a multimedia approach, right?
Multimedia. So we produced these great radio PSAs, 1 minute spots that two of the local stations were kind enough to broadcast us pretty frequently. So that was really cool of them.
The Spanish radio stations
that's
here in
right.
the Valley. Right. That's
right.
Exactly right. And the public service announcements, mainly about all issues related to responsible pet guardianship, right? So, fix your animal.
Yep. Get them.
Adopt, don't buy.
Right.
Licensing. Keep them out of the heat.
Stuff like that. Get them checked at the vet.
Right.
All the things that you should do.
Report animal cruelty. That was that was a big one. Yeah.
Yeah. And they were played. We had music beds on them. It was just really nicely produced. And if you want to listen to any of those, you go back to the AI Animals website and just find them. You can just hear them and get a flavor of what they're like. They're just up there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so that was one element of this campaign. And then we also wrote a series of newspaper articles that were then translated in Spanish. There's a predominantly Spanish, there's Spanish language newspaper in the area called La Prensa. And we, similar topics that we wrote about 300 to 500 word articles about a responsible guardianship of our dogs and cats.
Right.
And these were published. And these
on a weekly basis?
Yeah.
In English and Spanish, actually.
That's right. And print and online.
That's right.
Right. And so we have a sample of those also on the website if you want to see what those look like. And we also, by the way, going back to the radio PSAs, if you want to read the text of these spots, because it's an art to write a radio spot, isn't it?
It sure is,
you know,
to get it right at 30 or 60 seconds.
That, and does it sound good? Is it confusing?
Right.
And so if you want to see the text, the copy of these PSAs, they're also on the website too. And they're a resource if you want to borrow them or do them locally, feel free.
Right.
Yeah. So then we've got these newspaper articles, and then the third element of this campaign were the educational flyers.
Right. We passed out thousands of those.
So we printed up 10,000 of them, I think.
Right.
These big canary yellow, large format, and then one side you've got English language, and we, by the way, called the campaign Happy and Safe Dogs and Cats.
Yep, that's the name of the campaign, right?
And in English and in Spanish.
And we have a cute little logo, and yeah.
And on the one side English, the other side you've got Spanish, and a series of really bullet point paragraphs reminding people about the important elements of sort of responsible guardianship of our dogs and cats, predominantly. And these are everywhere. So that was so much fun, and it's such, we learned certain things. You know, not everything went exactly as we would have imagined, but you know, this is the point of doing a trial.
It was a great pilot project trial, and it was 3 months.
3 months,
and
lots of people became familiar with it, and people were listening on the radio. We know we were sort of getting through the clutter,
and great feedback.
Right, and so. We just endeavored to carry this on. And so beginning in just a week or two, we are deploying phase two, and which is going to sort of, we hope, go indefinitely. And this time we've got a new, more betterer flyer, right, with color and better graphics.
And better PSAs.
And we're redoing the public service announcements.
We'll continue the articles.
We've got more fresh ones that it's the same, you know, core of, you know, 5 to 7 basic topics,
but right.
made fresh and made interesting, made
right.
topical in English and Spanish. Right?
And we're going to add the billboards
billboards.
A fourth element
That's
of our multimedia campaign here.
So we've been working hard to develop some catchy billboards. In Spanish. That's another interesting thing to try to not flub. You
right,
know?
Exactly.
So we've got some billboards, and we want to thank everyone for their support in deploying and sustaining this this important campaign to provide this information to people who speak Spanish.
Right. And if you like what we're doing, this is the we're right. It's an educational outreach for the Spanish-speaking communities, and we're going to hopefully, like Peter said, deploy it here in a greater extent in Palm Springs area and in LA area too. LA areas. So check us out, AIAnimals.org. We're doing great work. Thank you for listening to Animals Today. This is Dr. Lori Kirshner encouraging you to nurture your love and compassion for the only other beings sharing our planet, the animals.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.